Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Bobby Eaton Show.
Yeah.
Giving you information you'll want to know. Speaking on issues affecting us all and music for the soul.
Yeah.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
Hello, world. Good afternoon. Good evening. Hey, and welcome to the Bobby Eaton Show. This is where we tell our stories our way. And let me see if I can turn down some of these radios up in here. There we go. That's a little bit better right there. So we know you're on the globe. You're listening all over KBOB 89.9 FM. You know, the heart of Black Wall Street, you know, and we tell our stories our way over here at Eaton Media Services. And boy, we got a great show going on for you today. We got some of KBOB 89.9 FM host and co-host, and we're going to be interviewing them and talking to them. They're going to be telling you about their platforms and what they do and what they're all about. You can dial a number, 646-716-5525. And, you know, don't forget to press that one button. You know, so what we do over here at Eaton Media Services, you know, we're more than just a radio station. Everybody, you know, we do community events. We get involved in the community. We talk that talk. We blackety blackety black, you know, and that's what we do over here. So we want you guys to participate. But we got a good crew coming in here. I mean, we've got people from the morning show, Mika from the morning show, Charles Harper and Damali from World One Development, and we've got Dale, Mr. Groove Taylor, and I see D-Mac, Jazz Man Show. He just stepped in the room. Everybody get to chop it up and talk about it. So we want you to tune in, tell a family member, tell a friend. You know, KBOB 89 co-hosts and host right here. So on the Bobby Eaton Show. We're going to take a little break, and I'm going to bring them back in here. You know, I'm playing some old school today, y'all. I don't care what y'all say. I'm going to go back and play some stuff that some of y'all don't know something about, you know. Okay. All right. Here's one of them right here. I'm going to bring everybody on after this. Yeah. Skin tight. all girl, honey, baby, child. Rocking a little bit. Hey, you're on KBOB 89.9, the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way. And we're going to be interviewing some of the co-hosts and the hosts, like I said earlier. And in the studio, World One Development, Charles Harper and Damali. What's going on?
Hey,
how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Y'all doing pretty good?
Yeah.
Perfecto, turn that microphone, that radio off over there. Yeah, thank you. Turn it down. There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Had to get that feedback
okay.
out of there, you guys. You know.
Right.
Work it out.
So, what do you guys think? You've been here for a minute. You guys got a great show.
Thank you.
A lot of listeners, a lot of people. Tell our audience how this all came about with you guys and your show.
So we've been partners with Bobby Eaton and the Bobby Eaton Show for quite a while now. It's been several years,
Yeah.
We kind of met you through Senator Kevin Matthews.
Right. I remember that day.
Yes, a while back. And we just kind of started working together. You know, you came over to EDUREC, kind of saw what we do with the youth and the community and all that. And we've just kind of been everywhere together, working together. So when it came about that you were going to do this radio station and start offering people, spots and airtime, then you thought about us and called us and said, hey, you know, I want you guys to be a part of the radio show. And we're like, what? We do kids and we do event centers. What do we know about radio? But okay, we'll try it. You know, we game. We'll try it once. Anything once.
But it's been going good.
It's been going phenomenal. We've had a blast.
Well. And you know what I've noticed is, you guys promote a lot of the show.
Sure.
All the time.
Sure.
And you get 1,000 and something or more people views and stuff. Your viewership is high.
Right.
They say you're only as good as your coach. So what we did, we called up Coach Bobby Eaton. You know, he coaches up. You know, Bobby Eaton to put you on.
Right.
He's going to put us on. You know, when somebody says, I'm going to put you on.
Right.
You just try it out.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been more beautiful for really just bringing to the radio what we've been doing, working in the community, you know,
and just
finding a way to have a bigger microphone to tell the story.
Sure.
To tune people in and give them some news they can use.
Right.
Right. And you've been actually doing that, you know, and I'm proud that you guys are able to come and bring stuff to the table. I mean, I look up at the post every week. You come in here, you're scripted out, and you got everything kind of organized. You know what you're going to talk about.
Sure.
You know, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, we do that so we can try to stay on time. Because, some of the topics that we talk about, they become so big, you know.
Yeah, they're trending topics.
Right. And so you can just, you know, you'll look up and be like, oh, man, we only got 3 minutes left, and we ain't even got the rest of our show done,
right.
You know. So we try to do it together.
You know, them little kids said, don't get lost in the sauce.
Yeah, right.
So we do that so we don't get lost in the sauce. Have you ever been to where somebody was preaching, and then they took you too far, and then they can't get back?
Can't get back.
We try to be able to bring people back.
Yeah.
Tell them a story,
and you're
right?
doing that. So tell us a little bit about the programs out at EDUREC that you guys run out there.
So right now,
COVID's here.
Right. COVID's here.
And
we're not doing anything. But what we typically do is we do spring break camps, summer camps, and after school programs. We actually also offer wraparound services, you know, community. We do sponsor a lot of community events. Like food distributions, you know, we just did a back to school bash.
Yeah, we did.
Which was
I was
huge.
Part of that
yes.
too.
And so we partner with a lot of people in the community just because we understand that you can't do this work being an island by yourself.
Yeah.
So it takes us all.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have just kind of, you know, kind of partnered with people who have like minds that are trying to do some of the things that we're doing and that, you know, our missions and goals line up. So that's pretty much
good. And then it's funny because we go in there trying to tell people, hey, listen to the show. But then it's prima donna. She said, no, listen to my show. Then we tell them two dogs. We tell them, hey, listen to our show. No, listen to the two dogs.
Right.
So it's just kind of funny.
It's family.
Because we've been in partnership and working with those people for many, I'm talking about many years, like five years.
Before now,
Jeremiah and
sickle cell.
And sickle cell,
right.
Supported the family with sickle cell. We've been working with prima donna since we opened, since the inception of EDUREC. So it just all feels like it's a family affair, that everybody that's part of the family,
right.
We just bringing it all together. We just got another platform
right.
that we can use to inform people.
Absolutely.
And it's good that you're able to come here, and you're here every Wednesday at 1:00.
That's right. From 1 to 2.
1 to 2.
News you can use.
Yeah, you guys have some interesting people on your show as well.
Sure.
Yeah, it's been some interesting people there.
Right.
I'm just amazed at all of those viewerships and stuff.
You know, I am too, to be honest, because we have people from New Orleans and California.
They be calling in.
They be calling in and calling on the phone.
And listening.
I think today was pretty good because with this pandemic, we was talking about child abuse and the domestic violence and all of that.
Right.
I had 86 text messages. People want to know the information again.
From the show?
From the show.
From the show. Okay.
I showed it to them. I got 86 text messages because, you know, that's kind of sensitive. You're talking about that. But they wanted the number and the information. So it made me kind of think, you know, that was a good thing about having a show.
Right.
That we focused on that because 86 text messages. So I'm just sending them the number to call, you know. We got to be safe out here in the streets.
Right.
Wow. Also, World One Development Ministries with Pastor Bishop Cooper.
Right.
He comes in here on Sunday mornings.
Yes,
right.
Word of Sundays.
Right, Word of Sundays. And it's got a good program and a good message, you know.
Right.
Every Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Right. And now that he started doing that, I listen to that. Then I listen to him at church, and I be standing home in the bed, and that's been a problem. I'm getting word up.
You're word up. You at home.
I got all the word that I need.
Right. Yeah, he ain't falling for it.
Right. He's a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's an awesome guy like that. You guys, Event Center, 36 Event Center. You guys run that, and it is beautiful. It's a beautiful edifice, place over there.
Yeah,
you guys have put a lot into it, huh?
Yeah,
we can't wait. We probably had this year, 2020, we probably had 35 events booked, and this pandemic hit
Killed
in March,
it.
And
Killed
it kind of slowed it down. So we were talking about it today. We're gonna figure out how we're going to bring it back online because the most important thing is staying safe. But it is good to have have an event center right here in our own community. So we look at it as it's our event center.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's the community.
It
if you need
to the
something, if you got a wedding reception or a comedy
concert,
show
yeah.
or, you know, you're trying to get your stuff off the ground, then our goal is just to be able to partner with you to come together to make it happen. So it's ours. So everything we do for the community is us. We don't look at it like it's our stuff. We look at it as community stuff.
Right, which is why we partner with people.
Going off there.
That's Meek over there. That's why we partner with people like, you know, District 1 City Council, Vanessa Hall Harper, to bring expungement expos. You know,
that was great.
To make
You've
sure
done a
that it
of
is
those
community.
Now, huh?
We've done three,
three
and
of
we
them.
Actually had four scheduled for this year, but thanks to Corona.
Over 300 people have gotten things expunged off their records.
That's
Think about
lot.
That.
That's a lot for our community.
And each time we do it, it's about $3.6 million worth of services just within those 4 hours. So, you know, that's a need. So, just to be able to offer that, that's a better quality of life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know? So,
and it's great to be able to see people in the community. Like, you know, one time I've told this story on our show before. I was in Walmart and I was in the line, me and my mom, you know, and she recognized me. I know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know, she said, I know you from somewhere. And I'm like, okay, you know, so I'm like, well, what about 36th Street North Event Center? She said, yes, that's it. You did the Expungement Expo. And I'm like, yes, ma'am, I sure did. And she started crying. And I'm sitting there looking around. I'm like, uh-oh.
She started crying.
She said that she got her record expunged, that she had something that was on her record that had been on her record for 22 years. And she finally got it expunged off of her record, and it allowed her to be able to enroll in nursing school. She wanted to be a nurse.
She wouldn't have been able to get in there.
She was not able to do it with whatever it was on her record. And so she just grabbed me and hugged me. Now, this is before Corona. But she grabbed me and hugged me and just said, thank you so much. Thank you guys for just thinking about our community like that to even want to host an event, you know, of that magnitude. She said, it's changed my life. You know, so that's the kind of stuff that we want for our community. You know, we want to be able to impact
change lives.
I went to Nelson's. You know, Nelson's got that food.
Well, you know, yeah.
Nelson got that food. So I went in there. I was starving. I was running. They probably like, uh-oh, he's running. But I'm hungry. But then I got ready to get my food. I said, I want a little steak with the mashed potatoes and stuff. And then the four gentlemen serving had all got their records expunged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they wanted to take a picture. And I was like, you know, they make you slow down and just think, you know, God is awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you're helping people. And that's what it's all about. Helping, spreading information, encouragement, you know, that whole shebang.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, that's good. Edgerick Eats.
Wow.
Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Yes, fun.
That was fun. Man, I was watching that thing. And
yes.
You guys had over a million people?
Yeah.
How many, a few million people?
Yeah, 3 million people.
3 million.
Into that show.
Into that show.
So it was really fun because, you know, like we said, Edge of Rec has been shut down. And it shut down right as we were getting ready for our
spring break
camp.
Oh, that hurt us.
Yeah, so it just kind of killed us, you know, that we would have to, you know, not have spring break camp, had, you know, kids enrolled and everything. We were ready to rock and roll, and then they came with the stay-at-home order, and we're like, oh, man, you know. But we had kind of decided, like, a couple of days before that anyway, with the numbers and all that, we were like, we're going to have to shut this down. And we had talked to the health department and all that, so we just kind of knew that we were going to have to shut it down anyway before the order came out. But we were trying to decide, like, what can we do to engage our kids, you know, because now the kids are at home. They, you know, not having anything to do, you know. So we got partnered with a group that is building the new grocery store here on Pine and Peoria.
Yeah,
and so
I
we
know.
Partnered with them because they wanted to create, enthusiasm about the new grocery store being built.
Right.
So we came up with this concept, and we kind of kicked it around for a little while trying to figure out what we were going to do. But
no,
we ended
it's
up,
funny. We talked about it in here with you. You remember we were
yeah,
sitting in here,
Bobby, yeah.
And the guy talked.
I remember.
Competition.
Kind of like,
remember we were there, like, and JB was here. So
he
we
does.
Like,
and we were just
think?
Chopping it up.
What
yeah.
do you think? And we kind of came up with the name. What, Damali kind of came up with the
Edge
name.
Rick Eats.
We partnered with the Dream Center.
Ramal was a host.
And then we said, you know what? You can't do this without the heat.
The hometown heat. Yeah.
Ramal.
But, you know, not to take up too much time, the beauty of that, over 3 million people around the world end
right.
up watching that show. We've been contacted by BET, ABC, CBS. CBS, NBC,
all
of the next, and even Cox Communication Local, they want us to, when we do the next show, they're going to run it on cable so other people can see it. So we felt like that was pretty neat to be right here in North Tulsa to create a show like that, that now when we do the next season,
boy,
it's going to air
so
on Cox.
Many. It's going to be so many participants,
right?
You know?
And so what people don't know, just to give a little backstory to that, so what actually happened was we decided to do the show to engage the kids in our community. And so we started out with 50 contestants, dwindled it down to 25. The top 25 actually got to cook food, and we had the food delivered to their home. So, so our sponsor purchased all the food. I sent them the recipe. They actually, you know, cooked the food at home and recorded it. And then uploaded it to YouTube. We had a YouTube channel, and they uploaded it to our YouTube channel.
Right.
And then the way that they were voted on was by they had to create their own fan base. So you had to get out there, and, you know, you had to promote yourself.
Promote yourself. It wasn't just going to come in. Come
to you. What was funny, that we set our system to contain 2,500 simultaneous viewers.
Right.
You know, that was 2,500 in the first show, 10,000 people. So
yeah,
it went 10,000, 86,000, 300,000, 500,000. We was looking at it like, what is going on?
So it's crazy because people watch it from all across the globe. I mean, we had people in Israel,
Netherlands,
and Brazil,
Mexico.
And it was like crazy. We're like,
we kept telling them, this is just a little show here in Tulsa. This is not really, they thought this was some mainstream LA. This is not Housewives of LA.
Right.
Or nothing. Like, this is just a regular, some kids.
Kids
we
getting together.
Giving the kids something to do during this COVID-19 because
right.
people locked up. And the over $5,000 in prizes.
Yes.
Shout out to Taja May Crutcher. She won first place.
Yes, she did.
And then
Sanaya
Shaw,
second
Dr.
place.
Shaw,
she
got second. And
Carl
Walker,
got
third. And the beauty of that is they $1,200 for first place. So when the grocery store opens in March, they'll be able to go in with a stipend once a month. In shop for a whole year.
Oh yeah, right.
So,
So
Edge of Rec Eats, it ended up a big hit. So it was all good.
Yeah, it's all good in the neighborhood,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, so
good
we had fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
All right, well that's great. Glad to have you guys here every Wednesday, 1 o'clock.
Yes,
you know, good shows. So we might have to give y'all some more time. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, you know,
I know the boss said the goal is for people to want more. It's
to
better
want
to
more.
Take more people versus people saying, oh, it's time for them to close
yeah,
it down. So normally by the time we get off the show, we got about 1,000 people that watch
yeah.
it because we track all
and,
the numbers.
And Damalia, shout out to your moms.
Yeah.
She be sending food over here
she
on Wednesday.
Bobby.
Yeah, she feeds me. You know, I'm a single man. So it's
right.
like when I say, oh, look here, here come the food.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
she
mama, she
us.
Hook us up.
Boy, she got some, what is that, banana bread or
yes.
something like that? Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah, but our goal is to, our biggest thing, because we look at it as family, so our goal is to make sure we have everybody show what's going on, and
right.
when they're ready, then we'll use all of our social media platforms to have them tune in, because all of the shows that I've tuned in are in
oh, yeah.
are really, really good.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
so,
good.
Good shows over here. We're mm-hmm. continuing to build the brand.
Right.
We're growing.
Yeah.
We're actually growing over here. Sometimes people come in and I can see that, but we're growing to mm-hmm. another level.
Yeah.
And it's going to get better and better and better, because we do the work.
Right.
You got to put in, you got to do the work. You can't just sit back and don't do nothing.
Hey, this is my last thing. The thing that we're going to do with, you know, the NFL contacted us. So we're going to be working.
Oh, yeah, right, right, right.
So that's something new as last Sunday. We did a conference call with Drew Brees and Josh and DeMario. And we're going to work with Patrick Mahomes and
mm-hmm.
a lot of them. So, but what we're going to do is we told them about this radio station.
Oh, keep
so
telling them
go,
about it now.
When we go to Monticello.
Keep telling them.
When we go to Minnesota, what
yeah.
we're going to do is try to take JB and go live
and
from
go
there.
Go live from there.
Video
well,
and,
you,
and
you can do
in
it.
Here
you
and
can
just
do
tell
it.
Tell them about
we
KBOB,
can do it.
Every city.
We can do it.
How many cities? We're going to five cities.
Five cities.
Minnesota,
uh-huh.
L.A., Atlanta, Washington,
come on,
D.C.
We're going to broadcast from everywhere.
And Buffalo.
Buffalo
so
New
every
York.
Location, we're going to hit it back here.
Yeah.
So we'll get with everybody's schedule, see how that works out. And we want some
sounds
more about those.
Man, it
yeah.
sounds good.
What
are
we doing here? Yeah.
It
yeah.
sounds great. Well, I want to thank you guys for taking time out of your busy schedule. Because I know you guys, you could probably get ready to go do some work now, huh?
Yeah, you're
just
right.
A little bit. A
little bit, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
That's a little bit, little bit. All right. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back. We're going to be at the morning show going to be up in here.
All right.
You know, and we're going to talk a little bit with them and move on. You know, I love you guys.
Yes,
so,
we love
you
too.
You
know,
we
continue
appreciate
on to build a brand, okay?
All right.
All right. KBOB 89.9 yep. FM, The Bobby Eaton Show. We'll be right back. I hear you talking.
Into the realm of funk like Indiana Jones. so deep you can feel it in your bones, my punk.
Oh yeah, you're on the Bobby Eaton Show where we tell our stories our way. And boy, hey, that was a funky donkey right there. Perfecto, what's going on, man?
What's going on? Glad to be here. How you doing,
Mika? What's happening?
Absolutely nothing, but I had a great day today. How about you?
Oh, I had a great day. Hey, you guys are here on the show, and you got the morning show, so.
Part of the morning show.
Well, no, part. We got, you and Perfecto, Mika and Perfecto are in the house. So, you know what? The morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And rest in peace, Veli Vail.
Right.
You know, he's the one, he was the brainchild of this whole morning show. I remember me and Ramal met with him. We talked about a morning show. And he said, yeah, he went out and he started posters, you know, hoodies, you name it, T-shirts. He started really merching,
yes.
You know, like that. And he had that energy to go and he saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we lost him a few months ago.
Yeah.
And you guys have decided to continue on with the show.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think?
What I think about us continuing on or starting from the beginning?
Yeah, continuing on or starting from the beginning, because you guys have been here since the beginning.
Since the beginning.
Yeah.
Actually, it was really fun to start. You know, I always knew once Bill got started, he was going to pick the right people to do what he needed to do behind him. And then, yes, we did kind of, we went on with the show. We had a platform or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
What's going on? And it was really nice. It was, you know, something different. I'm a people person, so I smile a lot, even though you can't see it. So, you know, I'm on the radio. I'm definitely smiling.
Yeah,
like,
she's
oh,
smiling, y'all. Y'all see that big old grin on her face.
I smile a lot.
Uh-huh.
And so we were into this about 4 months.
Pull your mic up a little bit.
We were into this about 4 months.
There you go.
Before this tragedy
mm-hmm.
happened. And, I mean, when I say it happened out of the blue, it happened out of the blue. We were here Thursday. We were laughing. We did a show. And I always walk up the door and say, hey, I'll see you wonderful people tomorrow. And tomorrow never came.
Prevail.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we had to take, you know, a few days to process everything and come together and decide if we want to keep this vision going. And the group that we had already originally started working with all were in agreement. So we decided to go ahead and give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be honest. That first day back in here with that chair being empty with him not being in it, even though it was filled, but it wasn't filled with him.
Mm-hmm. That was
it
hard,
was different.
Huh? Different.
It was very different.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
much so.
Yeah. Perfecto, man.
Yes, sir.
You were like Vail's right arm, man. You traveled everywhere with him. You were his DJ. You played his music and everything, right?
We did. Yep. I did. I actually did that. I also got to hear him vent and come up with someone. You know, I've never met a person that could vent positive. You know, even when he was mad, it was positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he had a vision. He had a vision. He had a goal. He also had a, you know, a format for this show. And I was there for it. I got to listen to it, and it was a pleasure. It is still a pleasure to do
mm-hmm.
something.
Do something there.
Yeah, we are headed in a different direction now on the same level, but as a different direction. There's going to be a lot more things that we're doing that's different. Our format's going to be different. We're even going to change the name,
mm-hmm.
but to stay honored.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Vail, it's
mm-hmm.
going to be different, but you guys stay tuned with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be popping.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. And sometimes you have to move on, and you got to let people rest, and you got to let people be where they're at. And sometimes change is good, you know.
It's kind of like a teacher, like when your mom teaches you all this stuff, and then she goes to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do the same thing over and over again. You got to do what she taught you.
Yeah.
But only in a different format. The
yeah. You know, when I lost my mom, I didn't know what I was going to do. But I continued on doing what I was doing. And because I know that's what she would have wanted me to do, you know, just keep on building that brand, keep on growing. That was a couple of years ago. And I said, well, wow, that was my number one fan.
Right.
You know she was. Mom was my number one fan,
yeah,
you know. She listened to every radio broadcast, and she travel with me when I was doing my music. I'd send for moms, you know, sometime, and she was right there. So you have to reinvent yourself, keep moving, keep it going forward, keep being positive, you know, because it's going to always be some drama or something coming your way, you know, but you just got to just keep going and keep pressing forward.
You have to really develop a thick skin.
Boy, you do.
Because people don't know you. The radio you or the television you is not you. And they get that kind of mixed up a little bit. So when they see you, you know, they come at you with radio you as opposed to, you know, the real you.
You know, and see, in my case, like JB always saying, man, you unfiltered. You know, sometimes.
You are.
You know, I'm very, I think I'm unfiltered. And I try to be as transparent as I can because I can get attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I can be sweet and nice and smiling and grinning too at the same time. So we just have to balance ourselves. I'm not perfect. You know, I make mistakes. You know, sometimes I'm open-minded about some stuff and other things I'm closed-minded about it.
No.
You know, yeah, really.
What?
So, you know, you have to find that balance. Being a human being, you just have to find that balance, you know. And I'm so glad that you guys decided to continue on because we didn't know what we were going to do over here at KBOB 89.9 once he passed. We were saying we were getting together, well, should we let it continue? Or should we just shut it down?
Mm-hmm.
But you guys said you wanted to continue. So you come over here 5 days a week in the morning.
7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday.
Yeah, you're getting here laughing and talking and all kind of stuff be going on up in here. And we just love it, you know, and it's making a difference. I know you guys going to make some changes. I want you to promote more, you know, build a brand on promotion because that's what Vail did, you know, he promoted.
That's the number one source is to also build a brand. You know, anything worth having is worth fighting for. So it's a fight every day to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. So with teamwork makes the dream work. And so that's what we have to do.
That's what it's all about. So you guys are going to make it do what it do.
Yeah.
Now, some of the people on the show, let's give some shout outs to who's still on the show.
Okay, well, let's give a first and foremost, let's give a shout out to Sandra, aka Sunshine.
Sunshine. Yeah.
And then there's Randall Lopez. He's still on the show. Mm-hmm. And then we've added, we're going to call her Max Lady. That's what she goes by.
She wears a mask up in
every
here.
Every day.
The Mask Lady.
The Mask Lady.
Yeah.
Of course, Messy Mika is still here, even though I'm not messy. DJ Perfecto is still in the house, spinning the ones and twos for us.
Yeah.
And so we kind of. We didn't have to search too far or reach out too far to keep our family together.
Yeah.
We kind of decided that we were going to stay close.
Yeah, and you did.
And then I kind of met, other than Vail, I met everyone fresh.
You didn't know everyone, huh?
No, I didn't know any of them.
I didn't know that.
Now, I knew Vail. Now, I've been knowing Vail
for years, huh?
About 12, maybe.
We asked Vail why. Why?
So, and then he said it was her smile and her sweet demeanor.
No, I can't really tell you what he said.
And then they call you Messy Mika.
Right. That's like, where did that come from?
Yeah, you were kind of hesitant about that. I remember you were saying, I don't know if I like that name or not. But
I was very hesitant about it because I don't want to be portrayed in a bad way. But then I just made it fun. I made it fun. If you know me, I'm the fun Messy girl. I'm not the one that's gonna tear you down, Messy. I'm gonna make it light out of whatever situation there is. It's gonna be a funny Messy, unless
you go,
I turn the other cheek.
Unless you go there, you say turn the other cheek. Woo! We know what that is.
See why we gotta keep her.
Yeah,
I
gotta
keep
her
in line. Yeah.
Perfecto, you're always DJing, man. You do this. You be at home and say, man, I got to go get my stuff.
I do.
You know?
Sometimes I tell Bobby, I text Bobby late. What you doing, Bobby? Mm-hmm. Is the door open?
You in the studio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know. I said, well, here he come. He coming to get his stuff.
The reason why I do that, not to cut you off.
Because you have passion for it.
The passion for it. And also, if I don't do my best, I feel like I haven't done my part to reverence the show. These guys, they have a lot of stuff to do. And I feel like I take the load off by being... This is my funny.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I do. They come in, they hear hype music. I make jokes. I have noises. But I do cymbals, whatever stuff's wrong. You know? And it just brings their day, which
you
makes
got some
their
hand
day
claps
easy
over there?
I do.
You do?
He has everything.
He got everything.
And we love that one person. We left out Mr. Michael Wall.
Oh, yeah,
he
recently
got joined the show. He's
Mike.
A soy advocate, Black Mike.
Yeah,
he's not black.
Yeah, he's a white guy. Y'all call Black Mike.
We call him
okay.
Black Mike.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's in here, too, with you now, huh?
He is.
Okay. No, I hadn't seen him in a couple of days.
He took a different shift.
So he's unable to be here right now.
It's just temporary.
Temporary.
He'll be back. Black Mike, who's not black, will be back.
And he's a nice guy.
He is very nice.
Very
he's a big
nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys, now tell the audience and stuff and everybody who's listening the kind of content you guys have. What do you talk about?
Oh my God. Where do you want us to start?
Well, wherever you want to start.
We'll talk about whatever and whoever.
Whatever's trending.
We call it the pestilential news in Hollywood. I do the local news. We do news black people can't use. It's just whatever. And we look at the news a lot or whatever. We look at the worldwide news, and we try to bring awareness to some of the serious things that are happening, but try to put a little spin on it so it's not too serious. I, for one, have personally not been watching as much news since the pandemic has started because it was just very depressing. So some of the things that we do bring up, even though they're enlightening, we try to make fun of it, try to make light of it so that you're not just depressed all the time. This pandemic.
Oh, my goodness.
This pandemic has, if it hasn't changed you, then
something's
wrong. Go away. If it hasn't changed you, then just go away. I'm actually at the point where I can't even hardly stand to hear the sounds of sirens anymore.
Yeah.
I can't hardly stand it. And
you can't deal with it?
I can't. I realize the more I leave my house, the sooner I want to get back there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been an experience.
Yeah.
So coming here kind of lightens it a little bit. We get to forget about it for a couple of hours.
So you like getting up coming here?
I don't like getting up.
Oh.
I like waking up.
You like waking up.
I like waking up.
But, you know,
it's a struggle.
It's a struggle to get here in the morning?
It's a struggle to get here. And you know what? Come November, December, and January,
it's going
to
be a bigger struggle, huh?
Okay.
It's
going to be
challenging with the weather, huh?
It is. So when we come here,
you stay right over there.
I know, but.
You know, 3 minutes away from here.
I don't even think it's 3 minutes. I don't even think it's three minutes.
Maybe 2 minutes. Uh-huh.
Maybe a minute. But we walk in, and DJ Perfecto is already here with the music.
Oh, he's going to be here.
Yeah. We leave the outside. So once we come in here, it is sunshine. Shiny and bright here, and in my mind, warm.
Perfecto gonna be here. Trust me, he's gonna be busting them doors down. He's gonna be here in the morning.
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah.
Thank God for Perfecto. Mm-hmm. I appreciate him.
You know, our goal here is to, on our morning show, is to, when you taking that ride in, you might, we don't know what your weekend was like. So we like to take our experiences and put them in here. We step outside the door. You know, we're DJ Perfecto, we're Sunshine, we're Messy Meeker. We're not our actual selves. So we take away from that to give you guys a wholesome show so our listeners can have a wholesome listening. So we do things, sometimes it's out of content, sometimes, but it's all professional. And it's when you ride in, you're going to be like, wow, I never thought about that. Or, yeah, that's funny. And then you get, like I said, you hear some good music, some good old school music. Sometimes we play... We have slow jams that we have, them called the Belly Bell Morning Show Slow Jams. So you hear some stuff that go way back and throw your mind off of, man, I just argued with that old man. I can't stand, you know, and then you go on to work. You ain't got to worry about that. And that's what our goal is. If we can, and like when people, our callers come in, they do say, you took our mind off of this.
Yeah.
And so that's really nice, you know, people to come to the show.
Yeah.
So we can affect one person, we do a good job.
Yeah, well, it's good to be able to touch people, especially fresh in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, people waking up there and they bath.
They're already with an attitude.
They're trying to get out of bed. They cut on the radio or whatever they're doing, or music in their homes and trying to get ready for work.
Yes.
You know, getting the kids together. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you got to have some uplifting time going on.
So by the time you listen to us and get to work and you take that ride, and you're listening, and you go into work, listen to the morning show, now you can deal with your day.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is going to bother you too much, because you're going to probably reflect back on something we said or a song you heard. You're going to be like, yeah, it's not that bad. It's not that serious.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our goal. Our goal is to make you happy. Our goal is to keep you in tune. Our goal is to pull you in. Our goal is to entertain you, while informing you.
We even have an inspiration that comes in on our 8:30 hour. We have a pastor that comes in, and then Sunshine, who's also a pastor. She and the
y'all give the word.
Gives the word, and then we have gospel music that's played on that as well, and that's just to uplift. And so we have a lot of things. Just stay tuned, 89.9, the Belly Bell Morning Show, and you'll hear 7 to 9.
That's right.
Monday through Friday.
That's so good. We can work with that. All right. Well, hey, I want to thank you guys for taking time out your busy schedule, you know, to come out here and jam it up and talk it up. Yeah, let them hand clap. I already know. Good, good, good going on.
On our way to our third job
meeting. 7 o'clock in the morning, you guys are going to be here, right?
That's 6:15.
Yeah, 6:30.
I mean, the show starts.
There's a show behind the show. That's the show.
Okay, that show. Show behind the show.
The show behind the show.
All right. All right, perfecto, man. Come on, take us out to commercial break.
You got it.
All right.
Morning show with Belly Bell, Sunshine, Randall Lopez, Messy Mika, Oatmeal, and DJ Perfecto on 89.9 FM.
You're on the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way. All right, in the studio, this is Dale, Mr. Groove Taylor. What's up, baby?
Everything is everything.
How you doing today, man?
I'm hanging in there.
You're hanging in there.
Hanging in there.
Man, oh, man. Tell us a little bit about you and how did you come to this place right here at KBOB 89.9? Because first time you can't tell, go back.
Well, it was a couple of years ago, I guess maybe three or four years ago.
Yeah.
Putting together the idea of doing my own I had an internet radio station that kind of kicked off with another young lady in Dallas. I was doing it with her, and I enjoyed it and had a good time doing it. Things went kind of south on it.
Went south on it.
Got involved with the wrong people, and you know, things like that happened. But you know, I came home to visit one day, and I stopped by the studio. I said, Bobby, man, what you put me to my show on your station? I said, man, I ain't putting your show on my station, man.
On my show.
Yeah. So I went out and got my own thing and put my show together and moved back. Wound up moving back to Tulsa last year, and I thought let me try this one more again. Come in here, and Bobby. Hey, I'm back home now. Why don't you let me put my show on your station? And this time I got the okay. So I'm in the groove. It's home among. Home is home, man, and this is what I needed.
Yeah, you went to school here. in Tulsa, right?
Yep. Mr. Booker T. Washington, class of 83. Shout out to the class of 83 alumni, Booker T. You know,
so how long were you down in Dallas?
Man, I left Tulsa in 88. Left Tulsa in 88. Came back in 2019.
Last year?
Last year.
Yeah.
I've been gone for a long time.
Well, you've been out of here, huh?
Yeah, I see the changes that's gone on while I've been gone. You know, a lot of changes for the good, and some, you know, you're kind of questionable. But you know, it is what it is. It's growth.
Growth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's all good in the neighborhood, and we gonna take a short pause for the calls. And we are, you're on KBOB 89.9 FM. And boy, we got Dale, Mr. Groove Taylor in the house.
Dig
it. You know, he's in the crib, you know, doing Mr. Admin. Please, Mr. Groove, won't you come back home?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. But we're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back. D-Max in the house as well.
Amen. D.
You know, yeah, he's in there. So, hey, all right, so stick around, okay?
Advertise is the Tulsa Black-Owned Business Guide. It's a monthly publication reaching all of Oklahoma and beyond, giving exclusive content about your business and many businesses that are connected to you. Full page and half pages are available. Purchase an artwork or two on the 25th of each month. Visit us online right now at www.tulsabobn.com for more details, or email us right now at tulsabobn@gmail.com for pricing.
Hello, Tulsa. This is Janetta Toll with Sunday Dinner and More by Janet, your weekend soul spot. Every Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. We're located 531 East Apache in the historic Apache Circle Center. Of course, during these times, it's carry out only, but you can call 918-951-5143. That's Sunday Dinner and More by Janet.
Can't feel myself, I don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my shining star.
P&J Publishing Incorporated announces a new book release, The Entrepreneurial Woman. The World is Your Playground by Angela K. Chambers, MES. Available right now for pre-order at payhip.com/B/NB, capital A, capital C. The book release is set to hit June 1st, 2020. If you're ready to publish your book, visit us online at www.pnjpublishing.com. Unleash that book that's inside of you with P&J Publishing.
Everybody's talking about a union together.
If your credit starts with a 3, 4, 5, or 6, this is for you. Did you know that it's costing you to have bad credit? You can't get qualified for that house or apartment and you're paying high interest rates, along with paying high car insurance. And it may be costing you that job that you really want. What are you waiting on? Take more of a holistic approach. Pick up the phone and call the Credit Shiro at 832-642-1554 or text CAMP to 76626. With 13 amazing services, we restore and repair generations to come. Once again, call the Credit Shiro at 832-642-1554. Or text CAMP to 76626. If you know better, you do better. Only the Credit Shiro can help you to save the day.
What's up, y'all? This is Charlie Wilson, and you listen to K-Bob 89.9 FM, Bobby Eaton Show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Lester Troutman.
It's Zap Troutman.
From the group Zap. And when we in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we always listen to
K-Bob FM.
All right, yeah, we're back here on KBOB 89.9, and we're having a conversation with Dale, Mr. Groove Taylor, you know.
Everything is at the same.
And Dale, when is your show on over here?
The Groove Zone is in Tulsa now. It's every Saturday from 2:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. You know, trying to bring back all those jams that we grew up on.
Like what? No, what you playing?
Man, you know,
come on, name a couple of them artists.
I'm a baby boomer, so you know.
Uh huh.
I touch on a little bit of Generation X too, but you know, it falls from back to say Coolin' Gang, you know.
Oh, P-Funk, Coolin' Gang.
P-Funk, some O'Brien,
uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah, right.
My music goes from the 70s and the 80s. Now I might start bringing in a little bit of the 90s. I don't know. I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking about it. But,
yeah. You've been having a great listenership from, you come on at 2:30, right?
2:30 on Saturday.
Every Saturday. Until 5:30.
Until 5:30.
5:30. Yeah. You make up a playlist. How you work it, man?
Every Friday night, maybe sometimes late Thursday, but pretty much every Friday night I put together a playlist that I want to kind of share with the world and kind of take them back to those jams that they grew up on, you know, those songs that they used to hear on the playground and, you know, nursery school and grade school and, you know, songs that you used to, you know, come from the house and can't wait to get to school the next day to tell your friends, hey, have you heard that jam by Parliament Funkadelic?
P-Funk, huh?
P-Funk, yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pendergrass, all them jams, you know. So my music, my program, like I said, is geared toward the baby boomers and the Generation X.
Generation X?
Generation X.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They came after us, so, you know. And mm-hmm. they remember those jams, too, from back in the day.
Yeah, well, it was a lot of jams, a lot of great jams back in those days.
Oh, great.
In them times and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, they were playing a whole lot of that stuff. So
all those music that made sense, you know, music
mm-hmm.
that you could sing to, you knew the words to. You know, when the artist came on the radio, you knew exactly who it was.
Yeah, you did, huh?
From the Jacksons to the Commodores to Barcade, Cameo, and you know Cameo, love me some Cameo.
I know you did.
You can always do some Cameo on my show.
Yeah, Cameo, great group, man. Matter of fact, I heard they're going to be here for the 1921 centennial.
I heard that
their Cameo is going to be here.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that's next
can't
year.
Wait, yeah.
So you guys
wait.
Get ready to have a great time and know what the purpose of the centennial is. You know,
yeah.
It is
yeah.
a 1921 massacre centennial,
mm-hmm.
and there's lots going to be going on. A lot of people from all over the country going to be around, you know, and they're going to be, you know, wanting information and taking stuff back. And
yeah.
we got to remember, those of us who live here,
mm-hmm.
that after all, everything's over with, we're still here.
Still here.
You know, we got to deal with it the best way that we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what's going on.
That's what's up.
So, man, you got a little back problem going on, huh?
Oh, man. I can't function, huh? I had a nerve that was kind of bothering. Went to the doctor, and doctor had two bulging discs in my lower back.
It's
been giving me some issues.
You better go to therapy.
Yeah, I'm going to therapy and kind of working it out, but I don't wish that on anybody, man. That pain is
excruciating pain.
That's
huh?
worse than almost as worse as a toothache.
Boy, toothache. If it's worse than a toothache,
it's
almost,
a toothache.
Huh?
Yeah. It's
I hadn't had a toothache before,
yeah.
man. It almost drove me crazy. I want to commit suicide.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough
and it's tight when it's like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, tight when it's all
groove,
like that.
Them with the Groove Taylor's The Groove Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Every Saturday from 2:30 p.m. to 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Back all those jams that make you want to reminisce about your,
mm-hmm.
the fun days, you know, the
fun days,
time.
Fun time, good old
fun
days,
time. Yeah,
reminiscing. Man, I came,
yeah.
you were playing something one day, I was like, man, I ain't heard that since junior high school.
Oh, yeah, something like that, you know.
So, all them kind of cuts and stuff. I'm like, man, what the hell in there doing?
Yeah, I got the locals, I got some Tony Mason used to love to sing, Feel Me by Cameo. So
you play Feel Me, huh?
Play some Feel Me for Tony Mason. And yeah, I have a friend of mine named Ty Ruff. He's gone. But
see, you don't know none of us.
Ty used to love him from Parliament.
Yeah, man. You know my
Gap.
Generation.
I got Gap in there. I know you used to hang out with Charlie and the boys back in there.
Oh, yeah, we all good.
Gap band on there.
We all good in the neighborhood, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of talent came out of Tulsa back in the day.
Chuck Fiffle, shout out to Chuck Fiffle, know he out there.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook friend, but, you know, put his jams out there too. And
yeah, a lot of them. A lot of people back in those days were hitting it, slamming it, putting out the hits, putting out the tunes.
Honeybees, Honeybees
was out there too. Sure. Even before any of us went out to Hollywood and started hitting it, we had some entertainers that a lot of you may not know. There's a lady named Maxanne who went out there, and she was an Ikeette with Ike and Tina Turner.
Okay.
And she had a few records of her own on Motown and stuff like that, and she made a lot of noise and stuff like that before we got there. When we got out there, she kind of showed us some ropes and stuff like that, so we had some connections with a few people out there, so...
I'm looking to bring you on my show pretty soon there. Interview you.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. I want to talk about all this music.
Yeah.
Like I got a music history class.
Yeah. You know, I got to put you on my show and everybody kind of hear all about the fun times and escapades.
Well, I'm going to tell the fun times.
Yeah.
I might tell some bad times, too.
Yeah,
I kind of tell a little bit at all. You know, I'm transparent, so I don't care. It don't matter. So,
you know, fun times you have with Natalie Cole.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. That's a discussion.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about that one.
You got to bring that bass on the show, too.
Yeah, that's what everybody said. And bring the bass. Play the bass on the show.
Ah,
that'd be nice. That'd be funky.
D-Mac, I'm going to put him on the spot.
Put me on the spot. Yeah, we'll get around to some of that. Because we're going to be talking to D-Mac in just a minute.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we're going to bring him on right now. You know what I mean? We're going to bring him on right now.
Come on, D.
Come on, sit right in that middle seat right there. Yeah. We're going to get D-Mac on here. Because all of us got some history. We got some history. All right, bro. How you doing, man?
I am truly blessed. Thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
Yeah, pull that mic on up closer. There you go. On up closer right there. D-Mac, Daryl McCondish.
Yep.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Bobby. How are you?
You know, man, you are blazing on Sundays with that jazz. Jazz on a Sunday, man. Smooth jazz. You got people calling in from all over the country. You know.
I'm just enjoying the ride, man.
Enjoying the ride, man. So, tell everybody, man, where you're from and all that, because I know who you're from, but, you know.
Born and raised right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Spent about a year in Houston prior to going to Tennessee State University, and left Tennessee, went to L.A., where I spent most of my adult life, in 22 years in L.A. From L.A., moved to Houston, Texas, and now I'm back in Oklahoma.
T-Town, huh?
Yes, sir.
T-Town. Everybody leaves Tulsa, and some people end up coming back, huh?
Yeah.
Is that right, Dale?
That's right. Ain't no place like home.
Okay. Yeah. We all continue on the conversation for a minute. I got to make some adjustments, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
D. Yes, sir.
What's happening, brother?
Man, it's good to see you, man.
Yeah,
it's
good to see you too, my man.
Unfortunately, I heard you've been having some issues, so I'm well with that, man.
Okay.
The last thing you want to have is a bad back.
Yeah, them back surgeries and back pains, man. That stuff ain't no joke, man. That stuff.
No fun. No
gets
fun.
You down,
at all.
Can't sleep. You know, you find you try to lay in one position and that hurt. You lay in another position, that hurt. You try your side, left side, right side.
And
sleeping on
trip.
Your stomach, man.
Because the last couple of days, man, I've been dealing with just that. Some back issues, yeah. I get some relief tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to it.
That'll work, man.
Definitely.
So what's happening with the show, man? What songs are you? Who inspires you as far as like the jazz? So when you first heard that first jazz song, who was you listening to?
That's a good question, man. I honestly don't know where it came from.
Huh?
I used to hang out with my frat brothers in Tennessee State University.
Mm-hmm.
These guys were all members of the band,
and
I didn't play an instrument.
Ah.
But those were my partners, and so I hung out with them. And so, you know, in lieu of being able to play an instrument, which I've tried to do several times, I just end up enjoying the music and, you know, playing the turntables instead of playing an instrument. So that was my opportunity on my way to perform.
Yeah.
So I just picked up the turntables, man, and I've been loving it ever since.
So if you could play.